do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO and today's guest host. Thank you for listening to Tough Things First. I'm Rob Artigo. I'm a writer and a business owner here in California. Hello, Mr. Zinn.
Well, hello, Rob. Good to be with you again today.
I was looking at a list from the Wall Street Journal on an article that was on the internet, and it had a couple of top priorities for business operators in 2017. And I thought that it'd be interesting just to reminisce a little bit about a couple of the points they had. You can check out the whole list again at Wall Street Journal. They have, I think there are 10 tips, and I just only pulled out a few, and let's just focus on one here. And I want to talk about businesses focusing on this particular priority, experimenting further with artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things. When you think of experimenting with AI and the Internet of Things, what comes to mind?
Well, it comes up, when we developed our space program, the government did give out huge contracts to NASA and other companies to explore space, because it's not really a business. In other words, you're not charging somebody to travel to the moon or to Mars, and so the government actually funds that. And so this topic of artificial intelligence, especially, is something that the government is interested in, because it does affect down the road, automation and other ways that we communicate. The Internet of Things is a little different. The Internet of Things is I don't think the government is doing anything to support that, other than encouraging companies to get involved in it, because it seems to be a buzzword. The Internet of Things means anything connected to the Internet is what they call IoT. But to filter that down or drill it down further, it's really having to do with mobile devices such as smart watches and smart home electronics. You can now talk to your computer by saying, "Hey Siri," or "OK Google," or you can ask it to do things. And so the more we have this ability to communicate with our voice or gestures to get things done, is a way to expand, as you would, the capability of our technology. So the government is supportive of that.
Of course, it all depends on the product, but if you're a budding business, sort of smallish, and you're thinking, I don't really have a need for AI or incorporating my product into IoT, but are there often opportunities that are just not understood right now that you should always keep those kinds of things in mind when you're doing your research and development?
Well, looking down the road, I mean, we have to look down the road at least 5 years, preferably 15 to 20. So any company that is interested in having a product over the next 5 or 10 years has to look at which way the direction of the technology is going. As we mentioned a minute ago, AI, artificial intelligence, and IoT, Internet of Things, is a new buzzword type area that these companies are jumping into. The smart car, it's kind of a combination of AI and IoT, is another area of interest. Recently I heard that Google is lined up with Fiat and trying to remember the other company, but they've lined up with them to put the new smart entertainment systems in their cars using the Google's Android 7 technology. You can see that, keeping up to date with where the technology is headed, it will help your company move in the right direction to get the most out of your product development costs.
Are there any red flags that concern you? I mean, is technology that we may work with in our businesses if we're employing concepts of AI and or incorporating our products into the Internet of Things, where we get concerned about the lack of really reliable security, data security?
We're fighting that all. That's the number one problem. I mean, just recently, of course, you know, you've heard a lot about the Congress and Obama have slapped on some sanctions against Russia for doing that hacking during this last election. So you're going to constantly have that problem of security, whether it be foreign countries or your competitors. You know, the fact that you're in the cloud, the fact that you're that you know, we don't store so much actively on our devices. We actually store them in the cloud. You know, people can break into that and have access to everything you've had historically in your business or personal life.
Right. And that becomes a problem because it can be misused, misquoted, misrepresented, all those terrible things you think about. Reputation damaging events can occur because of what's out there in the cloud. I think that businesses do right by thinking ahead, as you said, 5-10 years, but preferably further than that, and having an idea where AI might be, where our lives might be in the Internet of Things, but also aware of the fact that you don't want to compromise your company and the future of the company by letting the technology run amok without having the safeguards in there too.
I went to the barber today, and one of the things that he was telling me was that his competitors are now resorting to putting bad reports or bad reviews on their
Yelp.
Yelp. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
On Yelp. And just to make them look bad. And so now they're having to combat people, just their competitors, just putting bad reviews about their barbershop. So and I've heard this true of other products and companies, where people will hire companies. They're actually companies that'll go out there and write bad reviews to help you thwart your competition. This is dishonest. And this is, you know, something that we have to look out for. But, you know, I'm having less and less faith in reviews because of just hearing that they're being misused, both on the plus side and on the minus side. People are hiring companies to write good reviews about your product. So how do you know if the review is accurate or good? I mean, there's so many ways to do it dishonestly.
That goes right to the heart of the information age, where those kinds of things can get out there and be used. And it's a kind of industrial espionage. I don't know if it would be classified as a crime in any way, shape, or form, but it is a kind of industrial espionage that is part and parcel to the Internet of Things. And, you know, it's not really AI. I mean, it's human intelligence.
Well, it's a crime. I mean, anytime you do something dishonestly, it's a crime. You know, whether or not we can prosecute them under that, I don't know. But certainly being dishonest in general is a crime, or it's criminal behavior. And companies are not averse to doing it. Countries are doing it, putting out bad information on their competitors or on their on other countries. You know, just disinformation is rampant.
Thanks again for your time, Ray.
Thanks, Ron. Good topic.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.